Arab. I put you on hold so I can live my best life. Now I want you to reward me with the best thing that you have, which is Jannatul Firdaus. That is called cheating.
Ask yourself this question. You get up early morning in the morning, let's say around 3 a.m. to get ready to start preparing to go to work. Now, why do we work? We work if you have the mindset of this dunya, if you have the mindset of the worldly dunya. We go to work for sustenance. We go to work to be able to pay our bills, to be able to feed ourselves, to be able to clothe ourselves, shelter ourselves and stuff like that. So when your boss says, I want to see you here at work at 4 a.m. and please do not be late. You'll be there by 3:50 or even before, just to be sure. Like in my line of work, when you're on time, you're late. That means when they say check-in is at 5:17 or 5:15, you have to be at the airport in that gate by 5 o'clock already to scan your badge at 5:15. Now, does that mean you always scan your badge on time? No, sometimes you scan your badge before your check-in time. You get there, you scan your badge, you go inside of the aircraft, settle yourself before the customers board. Now, why do we do that? So that we can get ready, prepare ourselves for a better flight, for a good flight. Now you will know everything is right. You have your correct meals, like the aircraft is clean. You do not need anything from catering or, you know, maintenance need to fix anything. No, everything is perfect, right? So if you have the mindset of this wall and you are going to work at 4 a.m., you should be up by 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Get ready, get dressed, you know, take a shower, you know, refresh yourself for your boss. Now you get to work. The hours that you do at work, those are the hours that you're going to be rewarded, right? So let's say you work from 4 a.m. all the way to 4 p.m. That's like 12-hour shift. So they're going to reward you the same amount of time that you put in. Now, the same boss, when you want some time off and the boss is like, no, you can't have time off because I need you to cover this shift. You stay input. You do not go to work unless you want to be fired. You're now, you see, there is a consequences. Now, when the boss says, no, do not do this, and you insist and do whatever you want, there will be a consequences, right? Exactly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us and say, Musa, as my servant, I command you that no matter what happened, there is one thing that I command you that I will not look the other way, which is salah. Now salah is your prayer, your time that Allah gives you and say, do not be late. Pray your salahs on time. Do it right. Do it being conscious. And also, Allah has implemented that if you are sick, mentally sick, that you are not conscious at all, then I remove salah for you. If you are a woman on your period, for the duration of that period, I remove salah for you. If you are a woman and give birth, for the duration of you bleeding, I remove salah for you. Now, why in this world would you think that there is no consequences for ya Allah when you neglect your salah? I'm just asking a fair question. If your boss says, do not be late at work, if you are late, there is consequences. You are right on time and you will do the job perfectly. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want 5 minutes of your time for every change of shift. Now, I have morning, I have afternoon, I have midday, I have evening, and I have night prayers. So these are the five times that the weather shift and everything is just shifting. From morning will shift to afternoon, like, you know, the time will shift to midday to evening to night. And you say, ya Rab, I respect my boss because he's the one paying me money, forgetting that sustenance and risk comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rab, that boss, no. That boss is more important than you, ya Allah. You just created me, but that's it. That's about it. What do you want from me, ya Allah? I respect my boss's time. I respect my boss's command because he is paying me. How about ya Allah, who create you and give you the nose to breathe, the mouth to feed, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the limbs to walk with, your hands to eat with, to move, to bathe yourself, to do whatever. You say, no, Allah, you're going to have to wait because that man, that white guy right there is so important. It's more important than you, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I want to do something, you know, and the man says, do not do it, I will not do it. But you, Allah, if you say, do not do it, I will do it, Allah. Now, listen. And Allah is so patient. Allah is so patient. He will just sit there and wait. And whenever you are conscious again, your brain starts to function again and you realize that, oh my God, Allah is the one who is giving me this risk and sustenance, who is feeding me. Because without Allah, if you're unconscious, you will not be feeding. If you're in coma, would you know what's going on? You are just another number for the job. You are just another employee. And mind you, the moment you are dead, they will replace you so fast with someone who is more smarter and more potential for that job than you was. And now you finally meet your Lord, the Allah that you have been playing with all these years, saying, Ya Rab, I put you on hold so I can live my best life. Now I want you to reward me with the best thing that you have, which is Jannatul Firdaus. That is called cheating. That is called cheating. You did not work for that Jannatul Firdaus. You did not even respect Allah enough to wake up, cut your sleep, to pray your what? Your Qiyamul Layl, to pray your what? Your Tahajjud, to pray your what? Your Fajr prayers. But you woke up every single day to go to that job and you never missed. That is cheating. Now you want to be rewarded for something that you've never worked for in your entire life. You neglect Allah. You were never conscious of Allah. You were never remembrance of Allah. You are just like, oh, Allah created me and that's about it. You were never thankful. You were never grateful to Allah to say, Ya Rab, I am so grateful. I am your grateful servant. Thank you, Ya Allah. So, again, I ask that we sit in silence sometimes and reflect about our life. What have we done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have we done for Allah? Not for anyone, but for Ya Rab. What have we sacrificed for Ya Allah? Ya Allah says, in the day of judgment, when the sun is right here, when people are floating in their sweats, when people are sweating so bad that they wants to start the day of judgment, Allah is going to put 7 saints on people. And who are those people? One of them is for you to cut your youthfulness, for you to cut the dunya, just so you can fulfill your rights for the akhirah. So you can fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we all be part of those saints. May we all be part of the people that Allah is going to put saints on.